When I last visited my parents, I had trouble falling asleep. Too big for the hills and the valleys scooped in the mattresses by child bodies. I heard my mother come in. I stopped moving. What did she want? Eyes shut, I pictured my mother, her white hair frizzy in the dark and light doorway. My hair white too now. Mother. I could hear her move furniture about. Then she dragged a third quilt, the thick, homemade kind, across me. After that, I lost track of her location. I spied from beneath my eyelid and had to hold back a jump. She had pulled up a chair and was sitting by the bed next to my head. I could see her strong hand in her lap, not working 14 pairs of needle. She is very proud of her hand, which can make anything and stay pink and soft, while my father, he became like carved wood.